Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our previous message was about the different kinds of prayer and the reason why sometimes our prayers are not answered. We read the scripture in 1 Kings 18, from 23 to 39. Ukuze sibone ukuthi why Elijah as a person yena wakwazi ukuthi imikhuleko yakhe makakhuleka izwakale. Now we have mentioned last time uverse 30 wakhona that Elijah wa approacher when he was approaching God, what he did was repair an altar that was ruined because abantwana baka Israel, they were no more worshipping God. Manje, when it comes to us, sing about we know good team. Our answers sometimes they are delayed or sometimes they are not answered because we are still holding grudges with other brothers and sisters or also holding grudges with our neighbors. First thing that we need to do is to go and fix our conflicts. Meaning that you are going to fix our altars. Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu ku 1 John chapter 4. Lithi malifundeka lithi, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And we quoted Matthew 5, verse 23. Sakhuluma ngokuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho lithi, if we bring our gift to the altar and remember that someone has something against us, we need to leave that gift on the altar and go and make right with that person. So, go Elijah, walungisa izinto bezingalunganga ukuze akwazi ukuapproach uNkulunkulu. Nathi kukhona izinto ekufanele sizilungise ukuze sikwazi ukuapproach uNkulunkulu aze akwazi ukusizwa. And we are going back to the very same scripture, ku 1 Kings chapter 18, ku verse 23 to 39. Ebese ke sayifunda and we are continuing lapho. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 23 to 39. Now we are going usimchazile last time previously, we have explained ngendaba yokuthi u-Elijah what he did, why you repair the altar. Now, when we are looking at verse 36 wakhona, little lilizwi, at the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and I have done all these things at your command. Now, looking at this, Elijah, magezo kwenza lokhu, wayengafuni ukuziphakamisa, aphakamisa igama lakhe, kodwa wayekwenza lokhu ngecommand kaNkulunkulu, and at the same time ekwenza lokhu ukuphakamisa igama lakho likaNkulunkulu njengoba ethi let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and I have done all these things at your command. Manje siyabona ukuthi azenge vele azenzele, but uNkulunkulu uye wamcommanda, and at the same time wayephakamisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi he is the only God. Ngani ngoba manje ngaleso sikhathi bebehlubukile abantwana baka-Israyeli sebekhonza abanye bonkulunkulu ngenxa ka-Ahabu, ngenxa kaJezebela. Manje ke siyabona ukuthi uma ngabe sikhuleka sifuna into kuThixo, masifune ukuthi igama likaNkulunkulu kube yilona eliphakamayo. Ngani ngoba naye u-Elijah wayefuna ukuthi igama likaNkulunkulu not elakhe but igama likaNkulunkulu liphakame. You know, I would like to make an example here ukuthi many times siyenze ukuthi sikhuleke sifuna abanye abantu basindiswe or sikhulekela isituation ethile, but uthole ukuthi the motive behind it's not to uplift God. The motive behind ukuze thina kubonakale thina ukuthi maybe you are praying better than anyone. Manje ke ngithanda ukwenza enye example enginayo. Ebandleni there was this lady. Umyeni wakhe wayechita. Ene umyeni wakhe ethengela lama girlfriend ake igrosa. Sometimes ambhaqe yokwisi grosa khona kuma neighbors la. Ene we used to pray ukuthi inkosi mthathe makashintshe isimo ngoba udume kabi kule ndawo ngenxa yokuthi uthanda ukuba nama ex in extramarital affairs and lezi zinto akazenzeli kude nakwakhe. Manje we started praying about it all the time, praying about it until my husband wahamba before he passed on wahamba umyeni wami waya kwakhe wahlala naye phansi and he started sharing the word of God and this man got converted and he became born again wastarta wezenkonzweni wastarta lo baba enza izinto ezinhle enkonzweni wastarta lo baba enikele enkonzweni manje kwenzakala something kusaqhutsheke enkonzweni sabona umama wakwakhe sekumuntu yena kusengathi manje wuye obuyele muva singazi ukuthi why manje ebuyele muva ngoba wayikhala ngomyeni wakhe umyeni wakhe nangu seke senkonzweni uwenza izinto uya participate uyanikela uba very much involved kwatholakala ukuthi into yakhe inkinga wayengafuni ukuthi umyeni wakhe anikele manje siyabona emkhulekweni ukuthi lo muntu hayi ukuthi befuna umyeni wakhe amkele uJesu ebefuna umyeni wakhe amkele uJesu for her own purpose ukuthi manje angasakwazi ukuyisi grocery le manje umyeni ngoba bekumuntu kusho ukuthi wayenikela wayenikele endaweni wrong manje seke kuNkulunkulu unikele endaweni right now still the wife ayijabuleli lokhu manje ngithi kumyeni wamasikhuluma athi umyeni no ebefuna kusindiselwe yena hayi ukuthi kusindele uNkulunkulu manje kuyenzeka ukuthi sicele izinto kuNkulunkulu kanti sizifunela thina manje ngikhumbula nendaba kaHana uma uHana ekhulekela umntwana wathi uNkulunkulu mawusonginikezile lo mntana ngiyomnikela kuwe manje yiko lokho manje sikubonayo ukuthi uElijah wayengazami ukuzibonisa ukuthi ubani but wayekwenza lokho ngoba waye phakamisa ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu and at the same time uma silfunda lapha ku verse 38 wakhona uthi ku verse 37 answer me O Lord answer me so these people will know that you O Lord are God and that you are turning their hearts back to you again manje siyabona ukuthi ebekhalela inhliziyo zabantu ukuthi masibuyele kuNkulunkulu ngani ngoba abantu they've backslidden manje uma ekwenza lokhu wenzela ukuthi uma bebona uNkulunkulu enza isimanga their hearts will turn back to God manje esikhathini esiningi sithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje whatever we are praying for masenze ukuthi imkhuleko yethu iglorify uNkulunkulu njengoba noJesu esho lapha kuJohn chapter 15 ukuthi uma uhleli sihleli kuye nezwi lakhe sihleli kithi sizocela noma yini uNkulunkulu asenzele bese uNkulunkulu adunyiswa manje if ever we are going to pray ukuthi manje thina sithole udumo then that is why sometimes our prayers are delayed that is why sometimes our prayers are not answered. Ngoba namhlanje uyabona asisagabiselani ngabantwana nama neighbor. Sesigabiselana even with families. Uthola ukuthi your sister abantwana bakhe benza kahle abona ukuthi yena ukhulisa ngcono kunawe. Manje izinto manje ezinjalo ekudinge ukuthi when we are praying sibheke ukuthi lento uma seyenzeka ubani oyothola udumo uNkulunkulu noma. Manje sisaqhubeka nayo le ndaba yokuthi why iprayer kaElijah ibiphendulwa siyakhumbula ukuthi last time masikhuluma sesa quote incwadi kaJames chapter 5 la ethi uma uElijah waye umuntu ekhuleka kuphendulwa nani ningakwenza lokho manje yiko lokho siyesabuyela la sathi uma sizofana noElijah kufanele senze izinto sifunde kuye ukuthi kuze umkhuleko wakhe uphendule kwakuyini manje lana sisabubheka ku verse 37 wakhona uthi answer me O Lord, answer me so the people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back to you again. So bekhalela ama backsliders lan. Ku verse 38 lithi leli lizwi. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Now it is the fire. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice. Siyakhumbula ukuthi in a previous verse, uye walindela isikhathi sesacrifice ukuze approach uNkulunkulu ngoba wakwenza konke wathi kulaba yenzani nina. And at that time, why wind up his cart? Ukuthi, I'm not going to approach God anyhow and anytime, but I'm going to wait for the evening sacrifice. Ukuze ngikwazi ukum-approach uNkulunkulu. Manje ku verse 39 wakhona, lithi, when all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, the Lord is God, the Lord is God, he is God. Manje siyabona ukuthi ngokwenzeka kwalento kuye kwenzeka ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukubuyela ukuthi no, uNkulunkulu wethu uyaphila. Ngoba sibonile kumavesi angaphambili laba abanye baye bazama ukukhuleka benza yonke into for the whole day, bazama ukuzirebhula impahla, bazama ukuyihlaba ukuthi kuphume igazi, bezama ukuthi bakhuleke ukuthi kwenzeke isimangaliso, azange senzakale. But manje lana ku Elijah uNkulunkulu uyazibonakalisa, and abantu now bathi lithi kaNkulunkulu, when all the people saw this they fell prostrate and cried, the Lord he is God, the Lord he is God. Ku verse 40 wakhona lithi, then Elijah commanded them, seize them, the prophets of Baal, don't let anyone get away. They seized them, and Elijah had brought down them to Kishon Valley and slaughtered them. Look at this. The very people, ababekhonza onkulunkulu abambi, behamba nalabo prophet bakaBhali. These were the very people, aphinde uElijah wabasebenzisa ukuthi go and seize these people. Bona laba prophet bamanga beni believer kubo, seize them, sibathatheni sibayise kuphi? E-River Kishon. We remember ukuthi sikhulumile last time nge-River Kishon ukuthi it was an ancient river in Israel, isekhona namanje. It was an ancient river. Lapho uma sibheka kwincwadi yama-Judges, kulapho uNkulunkulu ehlisela amatshe uma elwela uDibhora no Barak. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ukuthi wenza the right thing, wabathatha wabayisa ukuza khumbuza uNkulunkulu ukuthi Thixo wena kule ndawo kukhona owakwenza, namanje sicela ukuthi phinda ukwenze. Manje sisabona ukuthi manje kubalulekile kangakanani uma sibheka futhi kuchapter 19 verse 10 wakhona lithi leli lizwi lakhona. Chapter 19, verse 10. Ulithi, he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord, God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected you, your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with a sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi, after he have done all this, and the Bible tells us ukuthi, kwadingeka kamanje wahlaselwa, ehlaselwa obani, yibo bona oJezebela. Manje lithi kaNkulunkulu, make approach uNkulunkulu uElijah, wacabangela ukuthi sekuyena osele. Manje sifundani lapho, wema eyedwa, sebe backslidile bonke, wazimisela ukuthi mina ngiyomela iqiniso ngingedwa. Manje lokho kusibizela ukuthi uma kufanele simele iqiniso noma kungekho i-crowd, kufanele silimele iqiniso. And manje uma sikhuluma ngendaba yomkhuleko, siyakhumbula ukuthi emabandleni siyayisenza ukuthi sibize i-prayer. Makusibize i-prayer, we remember ukuthi most of the people abayi-attend i-prayer. Makuthiwa i-night prayer, some people they don't even attend. Mababizela something eyokudla kuzogcwala, but mababizela iprayer abagcwali. Manje iloko ekusibiza ukuthi singayingokuthi ubani ukhona nokuthi ubani akekho masenze lokhu Jehova akufunayo ukuze uNkulunkulu aphendule imikhuleko yethu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma lapha ukuthi kuverse 41 wakhona yena lapha kuverse King 18 lithi and Elisha said to Ahab go eat and drink for there is a sound of a heavy rain so Ahab went off to eat and drink but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel bent down to the ground and put his face between knees go and look toward the east he told his servant and he went up and looked There is nothing there, he said. Seven times Elijah said, go back. Wayekhuluma ne-seventh yakhe, not to Elisha, the servant who was there, who was serving him before u-Elisha. Uyabona ke manje, uma sisibheke nangale seventh yakhe, ukuthi yema nayo u-Elijah, ebunzimeni. But that servant was there for a season. Ngani ngoba umsebenzi wakhe, wawuzokuba ulo u-Elijah amthumela wona. Ngoba mase sibheka laphayana ku-chapter 19 uma sifunda futhi izwi kaNkulunkulu lesele ukuthi lapha ku-verse 3 wakhona Elijah was afraid and ran for his life when he came to Bathsheba in Judah he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert he came to a broom tree lapho owahlala ngaphansi kwayo manje la sikhuluma ngendaba yomkhuleko ukubaluleka ukuthi emkhuleko kweni uNkulunkulu uphendula uma ngabe into izonikeza yena udumo uma ngabe sikhalela abantu ukuthi basindiswe ngoba namhlanje sikhalela abantu ukuthi beze amabandleni ethu kugcwala amabandla yebo kuhle kodwa labo bantu basindisiwe na ngoba uNkulunkulu ufuna inhliziyo zabantu njengoba sibona la athi inhliziyo zabo mazibuyele kuwe Jehova manje kuseni kwanamhlanje sidumisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi uma sikhuluma ngeprayer sikhuluma ngezinto ezifana nalezi ukuthi uNkulunkulu iprayer uyayiphendula noma ngabe yinto enjani kodwa uma izophakamisa yena uNkulunkulu manje kuseni kwanamhlanje sisabheke khona lapho bangcwele sithola i-reason another reason why our prayers are delayed or why our prayers are not answered sikhumbula indaba kaDaniel uma sisabheke incwadi kaDaniel ukuthi indaba kaDaniel laphayana kuDaniel sithola ukuthi iyadileya iprayer yakhe. But iprayer yakhe mayidileya. If we look at the very first verse yakhona, ukuthi uDaniel wabona ivision. Makabona ivision, kwakudinge ukuthi athole irevelation yale vision. Manje the Bible tells us, wakhuleka first day, and make khuleka uNkulunkulu wamuzwa. But ma ingelosi iletha i-answer ye-prayer yakhe, then the Bible tells us ukuthi, kwaba umoya wasePersia, owavalela ukuthi, angakhoni ukuthi umkhuleko wakhe impendulo yakhe ifike ngaleso sikhathi manje the delay was not about the prayer the delay kakhulu was about him ukuthi angatholi irevelation kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ngale revelation ngale mbono ngale siboniso asilethile kuye manje ekseni kwanamhlanje it is important ukuthi sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibe sendaweni right ngesikhathi esiright and uNkulunkulu is able to answer ngani ngoba sesivala bangcwele sithola ukuthi manje isikhathi esikuso manje ngeke sifana nalesa sikhathi ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu kuba Ephesians chapter 4 kuverse 10 wakhona liyasitshela ukuthi he who has descended is the very one who ascended higher than the all heaven in order to fill the whole universe the universe So no devil mind ongadileya iprayer yethu. No spirit esingadileya iprayer yethu. Except thina uma singenza izinto ngendlela efanelekile. Ngani ngoba njengoba ngisho ukuthi uDaniel ubadileya ngani ngoba kwakumoya wasePersia. But manje uJesu wayengekafiki. Sekefikile uJesu Kristo. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heaven in order to fill the whole universe. Manje wonke mkhathini uJesu Kristo ukwazile ukuthi sikwazi imikhuleko yethu idlulele ngaphesheya iyofinyelela kuNkulunkulu. The person who can delay i prayer yami nawe kungendlela ne motive esikhuleka ngayo. May God richly bless us this morning ukuthi uNkulunkulu asize sazi ukuthi uma sikhuleka, let it go, let it be God who will be glorified if our prayers are answered. In Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.